Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Benning.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you fine folks being a part of what we do.
A lot of feedback on what you'd like for me to hit, what you kind of want to delve into. Keep those coming. You can get me on Twitter at Damon Benning. You can email me damon@herd@sports.com, or, you know, just tweet. Hey, tweet me. Hey, X me. Yeah, X me out of your life. No, I'm just kidding. Brought to you by the great folks at Herd At, man. However you've been getting us in the morning, we appreciate it. AM 590, the Tri-Cities, YouTube, Facebook. We're streaming all over the place. So without you fine folks, there is no us. We have been getting into some fascinating conversations in the days of NIL and the portal and everything reigning supreme. How can Nebraska combat that from a football and basketball, this is athletic standpoint, and make sure that they're built for the long haul? We got into a fantastic discussion on yesterday's show about how they're quietly building depth, and coaches rattle off names, and they're not even guys, they haven't even gotten to guys that we think could be pretty good, and how year three is kind of always been the year for Coach Rule. And so it forced us to go back. I was talking with Ravi earlier about how, and if you didn't catch us, go back and take a listen to the conversation, because he was asking about building these dynamics and building a depth chart where guys are willing to in a day and age where everybody wants to play right now, and how does that change Coach Rule's recruiting mindset, because he's a developer. And he kind of posed the question, you know, would you turn down a seemingly high maintenance five star for, you know, and fill in the blank, a guy that, you know, is willing to grind, it fits the culture. And it just got me thinking, like that's a little linear for this discussion, but I knew exactly what he was saying, because what I think is happening in this recruiting, these recruiting cycles, is that it's all about fit. Even when he goes in the portal, it's about fit. When he talks about Michael Mazzucas early on, who hasn't even really had a chance to get acclimated, what's the first thing he said in the presser? Oh, I'm looking for Michael to do some things other than just football related to be a key contributor in this program. Right? Did we catch that? He's barely had a chance to breathe, but you better fit in the culture in the grand scheme of things, because that's why we're bringing you in. You just don't get that mercenary attitude, because I don't think that's what he wants this team to be about. And how has that happened? Well, it kind of started with what we talked about a couple years ago, where it was like birthing the idea for Trev and the athletic department to put together a new facility that was very player friendly, right? A place that you don't want to leave. You can rest. You can recover. There are lots of little nuances that make it feel like home. Hey, this is a pretty cool facility. Let's stick around. We'll have a place for our athletes. We can get our schooling done. You've changed kind of the dining structure so people from different backgrounds can feel as though they're not as far from home. There's a concerted effort to diversify the staff so other people don't feel alienated, or there's nobody around there that look like them, wherever you're from. It was intentional. And then to surround yourself with people that casted that same vision, it becomes a very difficult place to leave. That's why you get guys like like Gifford and Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmaker. Nash doesn't want to miss practice. Why doesn't Nash want to miss practice, even though he's fresh off wrestling at Nationals 3 weeks ago? Well, it's primarily because there's this sense of, like, responsibility because of what the culture is that he doesn't want to let his guys down. Hey, I'm a part of this. I want to go through it with them. I want to be with my guys. That's what it's all about. And so when he's recruiting, I think he's looking at that mindset. Hey, is we greater than me? Is there a practical application where I can go and see, yep, you love playing so much, you're willing to stay the course in terms of development? Because I'm telling you guys, I'm a developer. He said he's not Norm Chow or Buddy Ryan when it comes to schematics. He knows a lot of football. He's good on both sides of the ball, but what he's really good at is identifying and developing talent. He'll hire the quote-unquote smart guys. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because he's plenty bright if you just sit down and talk X's and O's with him. He has a unique ability to talk offense and defense, which I think is it's not rare, but it's just refreshing that he's equally as involved, which is pretty cool. He spent a lot of time getting tutorials on how to understand Coach White's system so he could be a part of the actual teaching that goes on during the course of a practice. What a novel mindset, right? He's invested in all facets, right? So he can spend some time going over and taking a look at special teams. And like he said, I like to block kicks. I like to do – he's just well-rounded. But it's not to be outdone by the fact that he's a developer and a teacher by heart. He has a teacher's heart. He appears to be a caregiver by nature. And so he's looking for people that respond well to that type of environment. And Ravi asked me a question yesterday on the show about – you know, waiting your turn in development. And he said, you know, you're probably more apt to want to stick around if it's an enjoyable place to be. And I said, bingo. I was afraid to say it out loud because sometimes people don't have, and I said this on the show, the emotional maturity for references. But that's a lot how the program was built in the 70s, 80s, and 90s to establish quality depth. You didn't come there expecting anything. You came there wanting to be a part of something. And simply being a part of it would get you by while you were developing because you liked where you were. Hey, I enjoy these guys around me. Hey, this is a great place to be. Hey, I've never been treated like this as a person. Oh, this is pretty cool. I think I'm almost afraid to leave this, right? And that's what they're after. The environment is such that it's pretty good. Now, we'll see how that manifests itself in terms of wins and losses. But when you're a caregiver by nature and you can love on folks and want the best for them without coddling and enabling, that's what young people want. That's the staff that he's trying to build. And the support staff is the same way. You know, why is the mental health staff so important to him? Why is the physical, why is the strength and conditioning so important to him? Why is he so hands-on with academics? Well, because for everybody to be on the same page and you want to enjoy your family time, being like-minded helps. And dare I say, there are some similarities from a cohesive family structure that we saw early in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that will allow you to buy time in year one without any expectation levels of, I need to play, I need to play, I need to play, versus, I trust you. This is a good place to be. It feels right. If I listen over time, this is going to pan out. And I think that's the greatest equalizer to combat the greed of what can happen in the sport of what can somebody do for me and how much money can I get. And man, it's year one's a little slow. I'm a 3.5, 4, 5 star. You get rid of all that if people enjoy their surroundings and are being led in the manner in which they feel good about. And I think that is the direction that this program is moving. I really do. And we wouldn't choose to be a part of it if it wasn't. How that manifests itself in terms of wins and losses, we'll see. But that's the kind of start that you need, right? It's easy to envision the roster being better in year three than it is in year two. It's better in year two than it was in year one. That's how you build competitiveness. That's how you build depth. That's how you build long-term sustainability. And this is another episode of Betting Bites.